We are indeed concerned with the level of insecurity in general. What's specifically worrying us right now is what we are seeing in DRC and indeed in many other contexts is an increasing set of attacks on humanitarian workers. So we are calling on the government to basically put processes in place where when this has happened, then the perpetrators have to be held accountable for their actions and be taken to justice. The frontline workers of humanitarians, but also health workers, Congolese health workers and teachers are also having to work in very, very difficult conditions and are often being directly targeted. So this is one level of insecurity for humanitarian workers. Another issue, of course, is when you are, you know, have teams working in outbreaks such as Ebola, but now including Mpox, we also need to be looking at how to make sure that the frontline workers are safe. So we have to clarify the appropriate personal protection needs and the medical protocols to ensure that frontline workers are not being affected.
Experts say where there is insecurity, what follows sometimes rape in that particular area, in that particular country. There's been reports of horrific attacks on women. To what extent is that hampering or hindering your efforts to reach out to people? These are those who can come to camp for assistance.
The phenomenon of rape and sexual violence and gender-based violence has long been a significant concern in Eastern DRC. We are seeing two different dynamics. One is effectively in the conflict zones. And very often, not just in DRC, but as we know around the world, you know, very often this is kind of used as a form of trying to demoralize a community, trying to humiliate them. It's rarely almost, you know, sexual violence used as a weapon of war. So this, in these hard to reach areas, our concern is humanitarian access. So having safe access for humanitarian workers to be able to get in and then provide the immediate care from a medical, a psychological, and then later on an overall social, and if the victims choose it, a legal perspective. The other dynamic we've seen emerge very strongly since last year is inside the IDP camps. There are networks which have been set up where the IDP women and girls, from a sort of a survival point of view, are prostituting themselves. There's transactional sex, but we are seeing networks being set up to turn this into a fairly significant business. So sexual violence in DRC remains at the top of our list of concerns.